Well, it's absolutely bewildering, but it's been bewildering for some time. I mean, this is par for the course in terms of his insistence that the gaming compact came to a screeching halt at the end of this year. That is every bit of the gaming compact, which if it did happen, it didn't, but if it did happen, it would cripple one of the most vibrant and growing industries in the state that generates, you know, nearly 100,000 jobs, billions in economic development over the years and fees to the state. So it is bewildering, but he's literally asking a federal judge to shut down Class 3 gaming, which is really counterproductive.